shotguns, ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. $10 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $2. 6 and under get in free. Saturday, November 4th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 5th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor Exit 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Let's go.
Crotch Rock. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange, the Empress of Band, sitting here with Josh Dosh from Trash Talk New Orleans. And good evening, Josh.
Good evening. It's Halloween Eve, October 30th, 2023.
I know, I couldn't get over that. But I celebrate November 1st, All Saints Day. Yeah, Halloween's a little too busy.
De los Muertos, right?
Right. Well, the tombs. And we're going to be hearing from a couple people later in the show. And we also are paying attention to some things that I rather wait on right now. But I do know that, James Neighbors, is their weather went down to, I forget what he told me. But a lot of people are showing up at the Salvation Army in Oklahoma, and he's over there helping, you know. So that's what happens when you get baptized. Then you want to do things working straight with the people. He's got a lot of good stories, but he's busy tonight.
Our weather's going down, too.
I know. It's a little chilly.
Yeah. It'll be about 52 degrees tomorrow morning.
Really?
That's as low as it's going to drop, yeah.
It was 90 yesterday.
And then it'll be into the 40s the following.
Oh, great. I just brought some tropical plants. Oh, well. So the one thing I don't like is that seeing what they were saying about our new House Speaker. And people not being satisfied, like Newsweek, okay, this is a far-left dingbat paper, magazine, and was like maybe 10 pages, and how they wound up hanging on, oh yeah, right, trash Trump, and then all of a sudden, and then take over from CNN crashing big time, to where they're moving out of their world headquarters. They're not going to have a world headquarters anymore. They're going to have Atlanta. But they've been broadcasting out of New York for a while now. And they didn't let that known. But Ted turned the thing too far left. But there's a lot of things that are being said about the new House Speaker, and people ought to be satisfied that we have somebody from Louisiana in that spot so he could help us with our state for sure. He would know what's going on, right?
You would think so.
Yeah, you would think so.
But any association with Trump is automatically.
Well, that's terrible because
the end times for.
Right. Well.
I guess.
Right.
Mainstream media.
Right. Mainstream.
The people who control talking points.
Really?
That's just what it seems to be.
Right.
I can. You could see news stories about any political candidate. And based on the rhetoric of how they're talked about in headlines,
right,
you could figure out whether or not they were on the Trump side of the coin.
Right. Well, you know, I think still not holding back, it doesn't matter what anybody says, because, you know, you want the news media disrespects him so much. It's a way of trying to get you to focus on these crazy people who are pedophiles in the White House. I mean, we can't ignore that. Now we know why the Obamas overlooked it.
They must realize, though, that the longer this goes on, for will come up, I guess, it was like 8 years of this, that they're not changing anyone's mind about his base.
Right.
It just entrenches them further.
Right.
I got to take all of that off the table and just assume that the name gets clicks and ratings and you sell ads. And it's just about the money and the eyeballs. Trump gets attention. So just keep running it up the flagpole.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I liked it when I was independent, but I switched to Republican because I wanted to vote for him because I surely didn't want to vote for the Butcher of Benghazi and those crazy people, because we had been paying attention to what they were doing, very dishonest. And nothing's worse than Benghazi and extortion 17, sacrificial lambs. Or when they were talking about they were stopping waterboarding of Gitmo prisoners. This is what they said in 2009. It was stopped in 2002. And then there's Pelosi and Feinstein. No, U.S. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, and Dianne Feinstein, the U.S. Senator. It turned Eric Shines into the CIA when she reported stuff, you know, federal officer that used to be on WGSO. We'd like to hear what he's got to say now about the port. But then when, you know, you have like a president lying in your face, and then you have the media when someone's telling you the truth so you know what's going on, and then the media targets them. It's not right. We got to keep it going until we can flip it.
We did break new ground, though, this weekend.
Okay, wait.
Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
Cold open.
Uh-huh.
Made fun of Joe Biden.
Really? They did?
They just made fun of how he's old and forgetful. And doesn't know where he's at. They actually did it. They haven't been doing that.
Right, but that's a good defense.
It wasn't funny.
Right. I wish they would say about how crooked he is, you know, or, it's Halloween. We could have been able to say something. But then what I don't like is how they frame and gaslight people that we know didn't do what they're being accused of and that other people were involved in it. You know, it's like gaslighting and framing like they did to General Flynn. His family shouldn't have had to put up with that. That's a weaponization of government. And same thing with President Trump. I mean, look, here's Bill Barr, who right before he became U.S. AG through Mitch McConnell, he had gotten $18 million from Communist China. I mean, you know, it's like all these people say, no rigging. Mitch McConnell got $10 million from FTX within hours of Sam Bankman-Fried reporting the collapse of FTX, and it's a cryptocurrency. And all these politicians don't want to return the money that they defrauded all investors or because they claimed bankruptcy, and the investors said that they shouldn't have to be responsible for his ideological donations. But to tell you the truth, it seems like this was a social experiment to see how far people could get and steal. Yes, steal. You know, you were defrauding the investors. What you're doing, it wasn't your money that you were buying stuff with. So we're going to come back in a little bit after this break. You're listening to WGSO, 9:90 a.m. in New Orleans.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 279-6590.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Get that brain, I like it. Is that my minute? We have 59 seconds. Yeah, it's wild. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of Beat Exchange. And for some badness here, for real. And Jeff Dosh, Josh Dosh, I know your name is Josh. I had Jeff on my mind. I was looking at the photo. And from Trash Talk New Orleans. And so James Neighbors be here next week, Overpasses for America. But like I said, he's working with the Salvation Army tonight in Oklahoma. What's the degrees over there? He said it's freezing.
Oh, in Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's like in the 20s. But going after a house, a new house speaker up in D.C., no good. The Advocate.
Yeah, 37.
37, right, degrees in Oklahoma. And so the Times-Picayune and Advocate, those are elements of racketeering activities. I know that for a fact because when they did it for those pedophiles and, you know, let's say when Keith Spira took it on his own, well, the news editors were kind of paid a little bit of money, you know, that's how real estate agents get matching Jaguars, you know, to not produce their files to show that the only assets in the court's jurisdiction to pass judgment upon attempting to be sold. And they asked Feldman just sitting, not signing the documents with the U.S. Marshal waiting for the document to be signed, just the court order. Everything's over by their office to seize and assert jurisdiction over the Jermaine Wells Mansion. Nice, huh? All exhibits showing how they made phony baloney paper. And even now, relating to that case, all attorneys should check CaseNet or whatever it is. I don't pay much attention. But it's the last thing that they dox me with, the wicked one. And so it's the case relating to theft of intellectual property, which theft of intellectual property. But when they write the summary for the case, you know, it's like FBI's write screwy summaries that they flat out say no crimes committed, you know, for General Flynn, but yet Obama's getting him with false charges with a law firm that gets him to plead guilty where Eric Holder is a partner. And so they use the weaponization of government. Okay, that's the point. So here, they actually show in with this latest doxing what they're so concerned about. Because when the Stone Pigman law firm, Phil Whitman, used a counterfeit document with the seal of the state of Louisiana to have it appear legitimate that they had a hearing when they didn't, they used a bogus case number, used a trial court number. The petition for Nelly was a 1999 number. But this is the play. But I laid right in the record the exhibits that while he's saying I refuse to pay the sanctions on a counterfeit document, this is unbelievable. You can't, but this is what they do. Make phony baloney documents. Not uncommon. It's more the routine. And so instead of the judges, I'm ordering up the transcript. Oh, they don't do nothing. We got a law clerk holding court for an 88-year-old judge. I don't know what Swartz was doing sitting on the bench at 88 years old. And so the law clerk decides that Kingsway Music Corporation is a Louisiana corporation. But it's never been registered in the state of Louisiana. You know, Kingsway Music Corporation is only registered in Isle of Jersey, United Kingdom of Great Britain. But that's the way it goes when you throw in something and you're getting a little something for it. So this latest thing in 2023 shows that they're trying to cover up the fact that I exposed that they were embezzling from the state court registry and using counterfeit documents to do it. And so here the Stone Pigman Law Firm puts up a paper from the clerk of court's office of Dale Atkins. And it's like, and she's got it set up to where it looks like no money was withdrawn from the state court registry. And then I come with a paper to show that it's been in their bank account of Phil Whitman of the Stone Pigman Law Firm. So you can't get better than that. Now you find out that they collapsed the bank having embezzlement schemes in the state court registry when Dale Atkins was clerk of court. What bank do you think they were using? The one that choose.
Can I guess?
What?
First NPC?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it nice? It takes decades to collapse a bank for $1 billion, don't you think? Well, put the FDIC on the hook for $1 billion. Yeah, lovely leaders that we have. And these 20 board members are banned for life from being a board member in the banking industry. Permanently banned. They ought to go a little deeper than that. And from what I hear, they are. And guess who's in trouble? Because not every client that DeSalvo has, or this organized crime syndicate that DeSalvo's part of, you know, the chapter of the mob called the Weasel Dicks, not everybody is willing to take a prison sentence as strong as everybody's going to get, because DeSalvo got busted doing it so long that some of his clients aren't going to sit through it. So don't depend on DeSalvo for too much more. But Daniel Lanway has enough drug money. You could take a deal with that, because they're still running a drug operation out of Tangipahoa Parish. When it was in Hammond, it was set up in 2010. 2011, the record label that U2 was with, they got caught transferring $800,000 in cash in band and sound equipment. I mean, that's just a little tip there. And then months later, we got so many drugs in St. Bernard Parish. And they're selling them out the house with cars lined up in a cul-de-sac. I saw the bus myself, because I was driving up in the back of a subdivision. And we saw all the police, you know, so I would go the scenic route instead of on a concrete route with everybody driving like demons, and then we just happened to come across us. So anyway, the thing that is really wild is the fact that Phil Demas' commentary with Judge Bodenheimer, when they got in trouble for fixing cases in state court, he said, and they were going to federal court, he said, come on, let's get our story straight. Cases can be fixed in federal just like state. Well, they proved it with him. He got obstruction of justice, but Mr. Whitman pays off whatever, Ginger Berrigan, chief judge, and then he gets to be president of the Louisiana State Bar Association using counterfeit documents in federal court. You got to be kidding me. Ashton O'Dwyer ought to use that. Get his license back. Tell you stories about Bruno and Bruno law firm, too. Now she's really going to get killed. They got judges in their family. Yeah, they also had that whore Mary Marta Lara Bruno that collapsed preferred investment company and ran off with the insurance check, stuck everybody with the lawsuits. But hey, let's go with a slammer accident with me as the target 6 months after I started laying it out.
And THC free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Do you have ghosts in your house?
Well, I do.
Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app. The 34th Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at the Contemporary Arts Center, The Broad, and the Britannia Theaters Uptown and at Canal Place from November 2nd to the 7th, plus a virtual cinema running November 2nd through the 12th. Tickets and pass information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org. We know you'll have a great time, so your first ticket is on us.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Authorities have made an arrest in connection with the Halloween shooting in Lake Charles Saturday night. 17-year-old Artavian Green of Lake Charles is charged with 5 counts of aggravated second-degree battery, attempted second-degree battery, attempted second-degree murder, and illegal possession of a handgun by a juvenile. Police say 6 teenagers were shot after a fight broke out at a house party. 5 of the victims were transported to Lake Charles Memorial Hospital, and 1 victim, reportedly still fighting for his life, had to be airlifted to Lafayette General. And 21-year-old Malik Flowers has been arrested after the double Friday night shooting a block from the Donaldsonville High School football game. Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office spokesperson Donovan Jackson says Flowers faces second-degree murder for the death of 21-year-old Tyree Parker and an attempted murder charge.
From information that we received, we know that they were acquaintances, and so at some point they got into an argument that unfortunately led to gunshots being fired.
LRN.
Life in Louisiana is like a run-on sentence, a poem that doesn't rhyme. Life here is a dance, a two-step, and a tango. It's sunshine and rainstorms, first kisses and last calls. It's those moments, big and small, and Blue Cross is here for it all.
Life is always in motion, and sometimes it's unpredictable. That's why it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of top doctors to care for you.
Life is messy. It's touchdowns and near misses, carnival rides, and losing your place in line. Life is happening now.
So live life knowing Blue Cross has you covered for the highs and lows and everything else in between. Always there. The right card, the right care.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
So 990 AM New Orleans. That's nice. So, yep. Oh yeah, I was thinking of the Muslim connection. Well, was, friends with Muhammad Marsalam, the boyfriend of my mother's sister, Mary Mortuaro Bruno, who drained bank accounts and safe deposit boxes in four different parishes. Yep. And still hasn't prosecuted. No pictures of me in the bank, but pictures of them, because guess what? They had bank officials involved in what they were doing, because that's an organized crime syndicate. That's how you get to collapse a bank for $1 billion. And because you had embezzlers and thieves on the inside, you had the same people involved in the embezzlement schemes at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation on the bench in civil district court. They playing with money in the state court registry. So where they get it? Out the sky? They get it from the bank. They about to collapse. So I wasn't too far off the mark when I was bringing this up. And most definitely a good motive to cover up a slammer accident, a staged accident. It's not the first time they've done this with me. This is what they do to people. They just were unlucky with me. Still got hurt, but I'm not dead. You can wish me dead, but guess what? I might be a vampire. Being that it's Halloween, I could be. I don't know. But anyway, y'all going to see a lot of good things on the street tonight. Now, I wish y'all well, because I'm going to be relaxing. I'm not going to see all those things.
I have a funny Halloween story from this past weekend. Right. Kind of relates to Halloween. Kind of don't want to get...
It's a Halloween week. Yeah, yeah. They do it a week.
I don't want to get too off into a tangent, but I was out at a show, local metal and punk bands down on St. Claude, on Saturday night, and I get a phone call right around midnight. And you know how often this happens to you where you... your phone starts ringing, and it's someone you haven't spoken to in 15 years.
Oh, right.
So it was one of those moments. It was an old girlfriend from like 15, 18 years ago. Right, right. But here's how it ties into Halloween. Because I answered the phone, and I was like, what's going on? And she said, I just saw a ghost. And you're the only person I know who believes in this stuff. I was like, oh, do tell. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That was my random. That was my most Halloween-y thing that happened.
So what else did she say?
I'm friends. I'm still friends with her family, and their father had just passed away. Mm-hmm. And she said she had felt somebody sit down on the bed, like you could feel the mattress depress, like someone sat down.
That's a possibility.
I've heard similar stories from people, and I guess if you time it out, if your dad just passed away, a couple.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I was like, hey, who am I? But it was definitely very rattled. And anytime someone reaches out to me and says something like, I had something weird happen. I never believed you before, but now I'm kind of on your side. I'm like, oh, there you are.
Right. That's it. Well,
these people lived in New Orleans for a long time, so they should be well-versed in all the ghosts.
Well, I was trying to get somebody on the phone, but they work a double shift, so they probably... or sleeping, but I'll tell the story that they told me today. This is the third dead body that they found in the parking lot near Robaz grocery store on Elysian Fields, right in that area where you went.
Yeah, it was.
And this is, I don't mean to laugh, I have a hard time. when weird stuff, I start laughing. It's just something from my daddy bringing a U.S. Marine. Yelling at us. But anyway.
Well, we have this whole legacy of this antebellum ghost and stuff in New Orleans. And it runs parallel to the crime problem.
Right.
So you want to go on a ghost tour? You want to go to a bad neighborhood?
Right, right.
Those ghosts are 100% fresh, guaranteed.
Right, right. They said that that there's so many bodies, just three this month, but all the time they find bodies in their parking lot.
Is this a popular dumping spot?
They have a gay bar across the way called the Phoenix, you see. And so everybody's partying 24 hours, I guess. But they said this last body, people saw that he was It was an overdose, but he laid there for like 7 hours and no ambulance came. Nobody helped him to bring him to the hospital.
Well, did anyone call an ambulance?
I don't know. You see, I don't know. That's what I asked. And so somebody wrote on, went graffiti on this electrical box that was by Robes, and they drew a thing of the parking lot and the cars and where they could find the dead body because the guy had passed. So they literally laid a map out. It's on the internet. Oh, my God.
So Robert's over on Elysian Fields can go ahead and say, number one most haunted Robert's.
Right. Right. They said, I don't know. I wanted him to tell the story. But, I mean, really, you know, it's just the way the city is. I mean, Cantrell can go take all these policemen off the street. There's not too many because there's too many thugs with badges and guns on the police force. I mean, really. Come on. That would be the best recruiting situation that they would...
If it wasn't for news, local news people like Fox 8 running stories that expose another like Cantrell running around with more security than police that are in patrolling districts.
Right,
and if it wasn't for running stories like that, and then they... City Hall gets an outrageous, you know, response. They have to issue a letter. I wouldn't know what she was doing. You don't hear about her.
Right.
I hear about her when she reacts to something on Fox or if she leaves town. I don't know what else she does.
Right. It's wild.
They just sit in City Hall and write grant applications, I guess, all week long for free money for pick your progressive cause.
Mm-hmm. It's wild, but that's the way. But they have another exposing someone targeting the elderly with the Brandt estate, and that was one that they had trouble with it in the before, and it's the same thing. You know, the people just don't quit targeting the elderly. And medically vulnerable people are the biggest, it's the biggest racket in the legal industry nationwide. It's like when when Bunny Matthews was forced into the Catholic Archdiocese played along with this because the trouble that the Catholic Archdiocese is having is the attorneys. They dirty, greedy attorneys. They were selling off property.
They're still selling off property.
Yeah,
they're consolidating.
They're lucky they have any churches left because these people are greedy. Whitman has been embezzling money and doing his thing. DeSalvo and that since the 70s. That's what they do. They collapse businesses. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Why I'm talking about it has, we find out, I said that any organization involved with artists and musicians, they make a lot of money, but the artists and musicians never get the benefit of it. Boom. New Orleans Musicians Clinic Foundation, the one that got involved with securing that the medical kidnapping would take place in a filthy place. Filthy. Bunny Matthews, the mute man, is the one that actually got him to clean it up. Didn't post. There's Mr. Whitman, the attorney for the Catholic Archdiocese in New Orleans, not posting what the court ordered him to do. The lawyers to do for the Catholic Church to post up on every door of every church, every health facility owned or operated by the Catholic Archdiocese in New Orleans that they were facing bankruptcy. They were serving Bunny Matthews cold grits and sausage. No reason for that. This man would have had better care at his house. His house was set up for disability. We kept trying to tell him that, but the lawyers wanted to keep him there because he was a witness to someone that became an archbishop that was celebrated in New Orleans, that was a sexual predator to teenagers and teachers, young men as teachers. And Bunny made the mistake of telling the story in front of Cindy Lou, who was taping us. And we kept asking him, are you recording us? Because you don't have the permission to do that. No, I'm not recording. Yep. Move for racketeering, but witness tampering. Yeah, you did good, girl.
Anxiety or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Did they ever come up with the cause of the fire in the court building? Because a New Orleans spokesman said it was a vagrant that broke in the building. But it was right after I found out Royce DePlessis was acting as my attorney. As a mob-owned state senator, I'll say that. And so, because I'm going to document it. So, yeah, that's when they have the fire. They said it was a vagrant that broke in to the building. They left out court building, broke into the building, set a fire.
Did they ever catch him?
How'd they know it was a vagrant? It could have been a fire chief.
You think that's not on camera?
Yeah, but I understand. I'm just making fun of him that they would give that excuse to the people in the city of New Orleans that there's a fire in a state court building.
Yeah, apparently you can just walk in and set a fire and walk out. Right. You'll never be identified.
Right, like the cocaine at the White House.
That too. There's another one.
Right. Or a fire at the Coliseum. Excuse me. Play that at short with the little girl, what she says about the body parts.
The pelvis, it's the only bone in the body that's gender specific, which means it's different in boys and girls.
Is it?
Yes. The pelvis's job to protect the organs used for digesting and reproduction, which means growing babies.
Yeah. No, that's cute. And it's just one of those things. I love that show, the Little Big Shots. What about the one with the people? Well, we found some things where at the same time, Hunter Biden and his father were extorting money from foreign governments and getting it in the bank accounts. That's why they had offshore bank accounts. Obama was withholding humanitarian aids from countries in Africa to force them to push same-sex marriage on their Christian nation. That was the mistake, Christian. So if you look on the internet now, you'll see a lot of shorts and, preachers telling Obama, like, we're not going to do this. It's unacceptable in the eyes of God and all of that stuff.
Kariuki says he'll fight to keep homosexuality a crime in Kenya.
Because it is an abomination to God.
Top Kenyan politicians are also weighing in. The country's deputy president is quoted saying, God did not create man and woman so that men would marry men and women marry women. Another lawmaker warned, we shall tell him to shut up and go home if he talked about gay rights. After last month's U.S. Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage in America, one politician here said allowing such a thing in her country would open, quote, floodgates of evil synonymous with the biblical Sodom and Gomorrah. Meanwhile, Bishop Kariuki says the president is destroying America with his support for gay marriage.
I believe that with all my heart. With that agenda, he's ruining America because America has been known as a Christian nation. It has been known as a nation that has sent missionaries out. Now it is a different nation altogether because it's an agenda against God.
George Thomas, CBN News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Yes.
So that's 8 years old, obviously.
Yeah, right. But still, that the point that I wanted to make was the fact that it's progressed to the point that you have them grooming children for pedophiles, child porn in the schools, and sex education at ages that they aren't developmentally or physically. And so there's a big commotion across the country about this. We're not the only ones. We just had to put our 2 cents in, right? And we're looking at, being that I'm a victim of identity theft, identity fraud, and forgery, I just got noticed that I'm part of the settlement for the Camp Lejeune settlement. I've never been there. But I'm quite sure, Bowman and this organized crime syndicate that DeSalvo and Phil Whitman and of the Stone Pigman Law Firm and Desiree Charbonnet and Bernard Charbonnet run, where they can even have a court hearing set up for a fake charge to put me under their thumb after Tora Clark from the 3rd District is the selected responding officer to a 911 call and only wants to put one person's name in the police report. So 9 days later, Odin, Desiree show up and they plays up part, but dig this. While all of this is going on, I find out that my brother's wife, because this is the whore that's pulling this with Desiree Chauvinet, drug money, she's claiming to be my sister still. I find this out from Sergeant Jackson from the 5th District. When I go in there, they said, well, we need pictures of your the ruptured deal. So, I got to go through that. And I'm going there in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, so that the station wouldn't be so busy, so whoever he starts calling to figure out what to do, we could nail, you see. Mm-hmm. So the station's, nobody's there, actually, and quiet, but I could hear him talking on the phone. DeSalvo, he's calling. Nice, huh? Calling an attorney in a police station. Hey, Barbara Hoover walked in here. What you want me to do? So he's stupid. He comes out and he goes, what do you mean you don't know you have an assault charge? So, no, I filed an assault charge. No, you got an assault charge. You went in there with Melody. I said, what? And you signed for the hearing. So here, my brother's wife and the person that's using an ID in my name went into municipal court and signed for the hearing. So it would look like, this is how crazy it is, but this is how nuts your justice system is that they can pull at. Yeah. And that's Desiree Chauvinet's good work. And then they call me up. Get the court. See, that's why, I'm telling Cannizzaro, see, there's your proof, Cannizzaro, what they were doing. So what, the Chauvinet's operating off the record with no notice of a hearing? Yep. No, they not. They had another little game going. That's what Frank DeSalvo set up with Bigelow. It's back on the bench now, the pedophile. Bigelow. Ad hoc, right? And what happens? He gets back on the bench, New Orleans, and there's a scandal that happened when he was no longer on the bench previously, where they were taking money out of people's paycheck and it wasn't going into escrow for their pension. So what happened? But we'll see you same time next week. Hope to have little Kate and James Neighbors back from Overpasses for America. And we'll have the Convention of States, and we definitely will have Josh back with us from Trash Talk New Orleans. See you same time next week. Barbara Hoover, Beat Exchange, Empress of Madness. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna come on, make it a come on. Walk on gilded splinters. You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.